Good afternoon, everyone. The time is 12 noon, and you're listening to KRFC Fort Collins. This is Live at Lunch. And with me today, we have Brian Grants and Julie Payne. Let's go ahead and just start off with some music.
Okay, great. I'm going to play a song for y'all that I wrote as an entry into a songwriting contest, where the theme was the wall that some people would like to build between the United States and Mexico. And I couldn't really get inspired to write about a wall, so I wrote this instead. And it's called Milk and Honey. Riding on a boxcar late at night, rolling down to land of milk and honey, land of milk and honey, land of milk and honey. I slept out in the rain two nights, think I might be ailing, but I will make it there, Jesus, if you're willing, to the land of milk and honey, land of milk and honey. I had a brother, he went down there, came back wealthy. Had a sister, she went down there, didn't come back at all, from the land. Stopped at a border town, fever so high I could not see. And if I die tonight, won't you please bury me on a hill overlooking the land of milk and honey, land of milk and honey.
What do you have next for us?
I'm going to play a love song. I'd never written a love song before a couple of years ago, and had a couple of sets of friends who were getting married about the same time. It wasn't one of those weird Utah things. They were getting married to different... here we go. Now we're gonna make everyone
We've
mad.
Everyone in the world already.
Well, you know, everyone's at Thanksgiving break, so there's nobody here.
There's nobody listening.
Now, so I call it the intentional love song. And Brian just learned this one, this version of this song today.
Hallelujah.
Let's go ahead and get some more music. The time is about 12 noon, so show's about half over. You're listening to KRFC.
It's really 12:30.
It is. I'm sorry. What did I say? Did I say 1:30?
You said 12 noon.
12
April
noon.
April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's still 12 noon.
See, I want it to be another whole hour of music.
That's it's, yeah. Well,
oh, I see.
It's like one of them
Good
Star
recovery.
Trek. Yeah. Star Trek temporal time shift things. Yeah.
But you're listening to Live at Lunch, just to remind you, in case you just tuned in, and we have... My mind is blanking out here.
Brian
Grant. And Julie Payne.
And Julie Payne.
I don't know why I can't think of your name as being Brian. For some reason, I want to call you Michael.
You
I have
can
no
call
idea
American
why.
You can
nobody.
Call him American Nobody.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
That's really actually what I'm performing under now. But
interesting.
I can't call him American.
No, and that's
I'm still,
okay.
I'm still calling him Brian.
Why don't you just call me American without,
yeah.
the, without the A.
American?
There you go.
I'll just call you Nobody.
Call me Merrick.
So, let's see. It's Julie's... chance now, I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna write a song right here for y'all.
Cool.
No, I'm going to play a song that I wrote in Jackson. I wrote the music up there, and then I wrote the words as I was living down temporarily in this little basement apartment in Boulder. So it's called The Moving Song. My body is bruised, I'm aching. My brain, she ain't working, so I play what you tell me you want me to play. Yes, I play what you tell me you want me to play. Yeah. 5 years I have spent up in Jackson. Now you say you got an 8-year plan. Well, I say let's get that kid off to college and do what you tell me you want me to do. I say, do what you tell me you want me to do. Yeah. A cardboard audience. Then I see this here guitar and play what you tell me you want me to play. Yes, play what you tell me you want me to play. Yeah. 500 miles in SUO. My body is bruised. I am. My brother. Hey, what you tell me you want me to play?
All right, The Moving Song by Julie Payne. And you on that song, you were playing your foot drum here. I guess I should mention that.
I was playing my foot drum.
I don't know if people were guessing that. It's not all slapping on the guitars here. She's actually got this little kind of big frame drum sitting on the floor.
Yeah, it's kind of a Boron-style Celtic drum that that'd be cool if I could play it with my tipper.
Yeah.
But, but I can't do that.
Get some thimbles for your toes or something.
I saw Chris Smither do something similar at a folk show, and I thought it was really cool, and I got really close, and he just had a board. Huh. And, of course, he's got a really good microphone on that board, but I talked to him afterwards, and I just thought, wow, that's cool. I could do that.
It's good to have you guys here. We've got about, 15, 16 minutes left, so definitely time for a couple more songs. It's really interesting to have both of you guys in. Both of you are very different styles in a lot of ways, and both playing the same instruments and just singing along or whatever, but it's interesting kind of going back and forth with you guys. And what sort of musical common ground do you think you have that is your friendship based in that somewhere, or do you think it's just mutual interest in what the other is doing?
I think there's a mutual interest.
I think so, too. I remember seeing him at the open stage, and he had all these pedals and gadgets and electronic widgets. Oh, my God. But in spite of it all, he was really musical, and I wanted to get to know him better and hopefully play music together, but... I loved what he did. I was really, really impressed with it.
And then while I was immersed in all these techie looping devices, then to, on the contrary, sit down and hear a really stripped down, true like presentation of a song that was just like acoustic voice, no gadgetry, no distractions, which can be distracting.
Yeah, certainly.
It was really, really wonderful to see that, like, still that pure, I'm a songwriter, I'm going to play and deliver this song to you, instead of I'm going to, you know, like me, up there tap dancing on all these electronic pedals. So,
well, what musical common ground do you think you do have, then? What things do you feel like you do similarly?
We tell stories in songs, which is
definitely
the folk root, ultimately, I would say.
Probably the biggest thing. You guys are both doing something right, at least, so... I think it sounded good.
It's cool. I think we're usually in the same chapter, if not in the same book. So you know, musically anyway.
Yeah,
it's cool to find people like that too. They're sometimes, you know, you can always find somebody that you can jam with and hang out and play with, but to kind of be in that same space together is cool, and you don't find that, I don't think, very often.
No, absolutely not.
Well, I'm glad you guys found each other and decided to come here. So it's been great. Julie, I guess you're next. Gotta
Are
do
you,
the tag team thing off. And
you try one of the ones that I was going to play along with?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you all tuned up?
I think so.
More or less.
More or less. It's close enough for
it's folk live
music.
Radio.
It's live radio.
Yeah, it's folk.
It's folk music. It
you know us folkies, we'll spend 10 minutes tuning and 2 minutes doing a song.
I like to say it sounds more authentic that way.
It does. It does.
Agreed.
Old timey.
Yeah.
This is a song about a little girl and a little bird. You know, I can't do this way, so we'll have to keep filling time, because we're folk singers, but we do have some standards.
Yes, I suppose so. And tuning is one of those things. It's funny, I've heard that, especially for bluegrass bands, that they can spend all day tuning and not play a single song.
That's just the banjo player, man.
That's just the banjo player. I see.
Mandolins are tricky, too, because there's 8 strings, so.
Yeah, there are so many. You only have 6 there.
I know.
Do you play 12-string guitar, either of you, at all?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I only play Julie's, but I borrowed it for some studio stuff.
He steals mine.
You know, that always happens. I think there's usually one person in the circle, because I've got a 12-string guitar, and all my friends want to play that. So.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
They very sound frustrating. So full, though. It's such a cool
They're a joy to play, man. It's
all
great.
Right.
Okay,
we're
ready
y'all.
Now? Good.
Put it in a box, leaves and grass. case it got hot. She put water in case it got hot. And she said, Mama, what should I do? What should I do? So she went to the library and she went to the bird's time to fly, won't you please take him outside and watch him for an hour or two. Watch over him for an hour or two. She said, Mama, what can I do? Can I? Bird and keep her from danger. Do the best that I can. Do the very best that I can. Mama, what will I do? Will I? Brian.
Yeah, today's been full of just great songs. I'm so pleased that I got to come in here and listen to this. All right, well, it's getting towards the end of the hour, and that's when I like to start asking my slightly harder, tougher questions. So I have a question.
Daily double.
I usually like to ask musicians, and it's why did you choose to write music? Over all the different ways that you could have expressed yourself, what is it about music that just sort of inspires you?
Who's going first, Julie?
Well, I was sitting on the mountaintop, and this bright light appeared in the sky. It was green, and it was all glowing, and it surrounded me. And then I felt this shock in my head, said, write music or else. And so I think it the message from the aliens, really.
Okay, yeah. That's what it is. Good, good, good. And you're right.
Top that.
So rude to steal my story. You pulled that off my Sonic bit.
I did. So. I pulled that off your site.
All right. Uh-oh. Well, I can't top that, Julie. I'm sorry.
You do it because you have to, really.